There's a waxing gibbous moon for most of this week, which means our nearest celestial companion will be gathering up most of the available light in the sky unto itself and washing out the Milky Way, the dimmer stars, and even some of the summer's best meteors. Still, there's a great tale of the emergent feminine to be had in all of this. This is the Storyteller's Night Sky, and I'm Mary Stuart Adams. So the Perseid meteor shower peaks overnight Monday, with the best of the shower occurring when the constellation Perseus is highest overhead. This will be well after midnight. Now, though there are more meteors around this date of the shower's peak, the Perseids are active until August 26th, so don't lose hope because of the moonlight. Then on Tuesday, August 13th, the planet Venus, which has been the morning star all season, will come to a meeting with the Sun that's called Superior Conjunction. We don't see Venus when it's in conjunction, but what's interesting about this meeting is that it's the first encounter of Venus with the Sun since the total solar eclipse that happened over a month ago. Now, during a total solar eclipse, when the moon completely blocks the light of the sun in the daytime, the planet Venus appears in the sky as though the eclipse has unveiled the goddess of love and beauty. Then on Thursday, August 15th, the moon will be full. Thursday is also a Christian feast of the divine feminine, known as the Assumption of the Virgin into the heavens. So with the meteor shower of the hero Perseus, who frees the maiden Andromeda for her happily ever after, the planet Venus, goddess of love and beauty, draping herself once again in the light of the sun, and the moon waxing to full phase coincident with the Feast of the Assumption, this is a week for celebrating the emergence of all that is celestially divine about the feminine. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.